Samuel cuts it back. Ohio State wins.
Flashes, champions of the Mid-American Conference.
Little trick play and a throw to Baker Mayfield to tie the game. Buried, grab by Leonard. Throw to first. Unbelievable.
Chubb will take this all the way. 92 yards.
And the Ohio State Buckeyes are the first national champions of the playoff era.
The Indians have won the American League pennant.
It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
I accepted it.
Gladiator. 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 Fit to fight with the gods. I'm the giant slayer. Bone shaker. Dominator. Freight train wrecking ball. I'm the gladiator.
Hello, everyone. And welcome to Pass the Mic Sports Talk. I'm your host, Enzo Orlando. Alongside with me is my co-host, Theo Mike, better known as Michael Saris.
What's up there, sports fans?
Oh, doing good. I'm glad it's March because January and February really sucked. Mm-hmm. They're brutal. Mainly weather-wise. I mean, sports-wise, you had the NFL playoffs, and then the Super Bowl ends, and there's not much. Yeah, dead zone. I mean, there was the NBA All-Star game, which was nice in Cleveland, but, you know, it's not always. The dunk contest was a complete snooze fest, that was. The game itself was meh.
I guess it was all right.
It was all right.
I did not watch.
I mean, the halftime show was good because it was honoring the 75 greatest NBA players of all time. That was good. I mean, Cleveland put on a good show. That's good, but hey, it's March. March Madness starts next week. We got about a month till the Masters start. And, of course, Major League Baseball still has no idea what they're doing. We can get into that later. But first, we're going to talk about college basketball and mainly the MAC tournament taking place tomorrow. And what are the odds? My alumni, Kent State University, and your alumni, Miami University, are taking on each other tomorrow at around 4 p.m. And we got to do an ice cream bet on this one.
Yeah. Head-to-head. Head-to-head matchup. Yep. Should be. You should be heavily favored. They're a 6.5-point favorite, I think. And Miami kind of rises to the occasions. I mean, historically, but, you know, it's obviously different players in the MAC tournament. So, be fun. I hope it's a game.
Yeah, so we're going to be there at the MAC tournament.
We'll watch a couple games.
You know, it's going to be fun. Going to be a good one. So, Kent State.
And someone else is going to be at the MAC tournament, too, huh?
My brother.
Your brother.
My brother's drumming for the Akron Zips. They take on Buffalo. They start before Kent and Miami.
Yeah,
Buffalo's been a really dominant team in the MAC. I saw them on TV against Kent State. And, I mean, they put up a good fight, but Kent State was able to ball out and able to get a victory against Buffalo, which Buffalo has been one of the consistent winners in this conference, making the tournament the past four out of the six times in the past couple years. The only other times was when Kent made it in 2017, and then last season when Ohio University made it.
But this year they're sort of middle of the pack.
Yeah.
Fifth place.
Yeah, they have. And the thing with Kent State is ever since they made the dance in 2017, every time they made it to the MAC championship, they would just lose in the quarterfinals. The past three times, there was no MAC championship tournament in 2020 due to the COVID, obviously. But the past three times, they've lost it. So it could be somewhat of a trend of them recently. So you could have a little bit of favors of an early exit or just what they would do in those games, because I saw all of them. I was covering them, actually, for Black School Radio at the time, and they would start out flat in the first half. And then they would try to, catch up in the end, and they lost to Central Michigan, and then last year, last year was OU.
Oh, really?
And OU literally just shut them out, because that was a pretty good Bobcat scene. And Ohio University's good again. I believe.
Yeah, there's eight teams in it, right?
Yeah, they used to do all of them. They used to have, a home court whoever had the better record had a home court gain, and then they would go to Cleveland, and right. Now they changed it up.
Yeah, so, they, I mean, we'll see. I'll be rooting for the Red Hawks slash Redskins.
Hey, that word, you know.
Yeah,
true. Do you know when the last time your school was in the dance?
Oh God, it was. It wasn't. It wasn't Wally. It was like 2007.
2007.
It was 2007.
2007, but 16 years ago.
Was that with Wally?
I don't know. Nah, Wally Zerbiak? Talking about? He had to have been in the league at that time. Hmm. I don't know who was on that team, but that was the last time your school made it. And another interesting thing.
Yeah, you know, I think I remember. So they, I don't think they had a, I think they came into Cleveland and won the tournament. And I think they had a so-so team.
Yeah, they got knocked out in the first round.
Right, Wally was before that, right?
Yeah, he was like early 2000s. But an interesting thing, every time we went to go watch Miami and Kent State play each other, obviously it was at Kent because Miami's a far drive from here, but Kent has won all the times
we've gone.
Every time, yeah.
Okay.
I think there was one time you couldn't make it, but I was calling it, but you were with me in spirit.
Yeah.
So.
Well, two of the games went to overtime, right?
Yeah, I remember that. Was it my freshman year?
The one Miami blew, I thought they had it in the bag, and Kent, I'm almost probably, we've seen, what, three?
I think we've only seen two.
I thought they
because I went you to didn't. I don't think you went in 2020, my junior year.
No.
Or was it?
There was only two.
It's, two.
But I'm pretty sure they both went to overtime. I know one went to overtime, and I thought they both went to overtime. I swear.
They might have.
I don't know. But yeah, I haven't seen them win at Golden Flash Arena. What's your arena called? The
Mac Center. It's MACC. They add an extra C. It's like Memorial Athletic Convocation Center. Is what it stands for. But with all that, excited for the Mac Center. Can't wait to go down to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse tomorrow. But we also got we're doing our annual March Madness Bracket Challenge. We're just going to do a Chipotle gift card away. Because I was looking through some our old tweets and like seeing if we did a poll on what gift card we should give away. And I believe we did Chipotle last year and we didn't do a poll. So I'm just like, screw it. We're just doing Chipotle again. But here's the interesting thing we're doing. So the first place winner will get a $25 gift card. Second place, $15. Third place, $10. So a little bit more options depending on how your bracket does in 2022. I think it's a good idea. I mean, fans our fans will be like, hey, there's a more chance of me to win something. If I get third, $10, I get a meal. You just had Chipotle. How much was your meal?
I don't know.
You had a bowl. Yeah, see, so $10, one meal, on past the mic.
Okay. And there's no entry fee, right?
No entry fee. Oh, okay. Anyone can join it. Nice. So that's how we do it. And then the.
So
the first round of March Madness starts on March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day. And I mean, I'd much rather watch March Madness than go out for St. Patrick, but here's an idea. We'll be in our studio watching the game on your nice, comfy couch on the beautiful TV.
Out, huh? Okay.
We'll have some Guinnesses, probably some corned beef sandwiches. You want Simon's will be crowded, but. Is that a diner on Clifton have corned beef sandwiches or good old Joe's Deli?
Joe's Deli, the landmark probably has it because they have brisket. They have also that's right on the corner there.
Nice
corner, 117th and Clifton, the southeast corner.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Got it. Can't wait for March Madness to start up. Mm-hmm. Got a week till that, but we are actually going to go into the NFL because a whole lot of breaking news happened in the National Football League with quarterbacks mainly as Not a surprise to much people, but Aaron Rodgers is staying in Green Bay for 4 years, a $200 million extension. I think sometimes I was thinking Rodgers was going to leave because he didn't get along with their management. But I just think he wants to play football and just...
50 million reasons a year he's going to stay. And I think that's where he could make the most money. So.
Make the most money, also not the hardest division. You got the Lions, the Bears.
Yep.
And the Vikings, who are just average. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes perfect sense. But the really big news yesterday was Russell Wilson being traded to the Denver Broncos for quarterback Drew Lock, tight end Noah Fant, and defensive lineman Shelby Harris, along with two first-round picks and two second-round picks and a fifth-round pick to Seattle. I mean, that is huge for Denver. It feels like they're... whole process of just getting a new quarterback is just finding a quarterback who's somewhat past their prime but can still win games, and that's what they're doing with Russell Wilson, and now they are a threat to the Chiefs, the Chargers, and you can even say the Raiders, too. They made the playoffs last year, and the Chargers missed it.
Yeah, I mean, they're. It seems like that's a lot for... how many years was he?
He was Seattle since he was drafted. 2012 he was drafted.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. He was 10 or 11 years. So seems like a lot, a couple first round picks, Andrew Locke, but established veteran. And I don't know if Denver just needs the quarterback to make a difference. I mean, they had some other issues.
They've
always had that great defense, but you know, they got rid of Von Miller this year or last year or whatever, and
They finished last because Kansas City, they obviously won the division. The Raiders, they finished in second because you remember, in order for the Chargers to make the playoffs, they had to win against Oakland in Week 18 or just tie, and they would have both made it.
Yeah,
and then Denver, and Denver was just not that good. They've always had a good defense. I mean. Pretty good wide receivers, too. They have Jerry Jeudy. So it wasn't going to that. They really don't have a run game, Denver. But it makes it harder.
Years. And he's had some pretty good... I don't think they had a run game up in Seattle. So we'll see. I mean, didn't they turn over coaches?
Seattle?
No.
Oh, yeah. Denver did. They fired Vic Fangio. I forgot who they are. Me too.
I don't think it was a big name. We'll see.
And then also today, the Colts traded Carson Wentz to the Washington Commanders for draft picks. Commander fans not too happy about that, thinking they were against someone bigger. And Wentz has been going kind of on a down curve the past couple years. I mean, has a lot of injuries. I'm really fading.
He's that bigger type quarterback with the strong arm. And I think that's what people thought, you know, Josh Allen was going to turn into, but Josh Allen's been a pretty much a stud the last couple years.
Well, Josh Allen's more mobile than Carson Wentz. He's more of a pocket passer and really can't avoid the pass rush. And then with the Colts, they've kind of gone through a quarterback carousel too. I mean, they haven't had a consistent starter since Andrew Luck.
What's their solution now?
Would you draft one? Would you find one in free agency? I mean, he's just looking bad. And
I don't know. Did Drew Carr sign?
Drew Luck. Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
I believe he has one more year left in Vegas with the Raiders. Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo. He could be an option.
That's right, because he's not going back to San Francisco. Yeah, we'll see.
He's free agent. Yeah, that's the only big other quarterback free agent. But, you know, football season's a while away. I mean, draft's not till the end of April, but
the Colts really faded too. They were playing. Everybody was. They were the team that nobody, you know, they were the, yeah. the team that nobody wanted to face, and they never made the playoffs.
Yeah. Amazing run game with Jonathan Taylor, and they yeah. crapped the bet against the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
Like the crap well, against the Jaguars.
Jaguars, they lost to the Raiders down the stretch. I think they lost like three in a row.
Yeah, they thought did they lose? No, they beat the Cardinals at the end of the season. And then they had all they had to do to make the playoffs was to beat the Jaguars, yeah, and they literally choked
them. Yeah, they lost to the Raiders and the Jaguars. Last two games, they had to win one of those two games, and they did not. So
right. Enough NFL. Moving on to the Major League Baseball lockout, still going on. It's been about 4 months now.
Mm-hmm.
It's March, and. As we know it right now, as today, opening day is right now postponed till April 14th. No surprise here, but I just want to say it right now in case anyone has not heard me say it, but I am boycotting Major League Baseball for the whole 2022.
Wow. What does that mean?
I am not going to spend money. I'm not going to go to a game in person. Like, if you offer me tickets, I'll be like, no, I don't want to watch that crap.
Oh.
All right. I mean, baseball is in a complete mess. Well, I watch games on TV. Like, but I'm not gonna spend money. I'm not gonna go to the Guardians team shop and buy stuff or buy tickets or.
Okay.
I mean, the only way you can buy food if you're in the stadium.
Well, I think the April 14th is going to, you know, be stretched out. It's already the second week of March, so, I think they're looking at May, June is what I've heard originally. They made a little progress, I thought, but they've stalled again, correct?
They stalled. I mean, the Players Association and the owners just can't get along with anything. Something that might be in baseball. Well, actually, it will be in not if this season happens, but when the 2023 season happens, Major League Baseball and the Players Union agreed to ban shifts, have a pitch clock, and make the bases larger. I don't get why you would ban shifts. That kind of just defeats the purpose of like strategizing against a batter.
Yeah, but I think it'll make a single more important. I kind of like the banning of the shift, to tell you the truth. I'm not really sure. I don't really have an opinion on the larger bases or the pitch clock. I mean, obviously they want games to move. You know, they're losing fans, young fans, because, you know, most young fans aren't into baseball. They're just not.
No,
I don't know if it's... has to do with the time. I'm sure they've done their studies, but I don't think that's just it.
No, that's it. I mean, of course, it.
Younger people just don't appreciate the game. They can't. They don't have an attention span for. I don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, a lot of kids still play it, but I don't think they. I don't think they follow it. So
it's hard.
And this can't help.
Yeah, I mean,
this the lockout.
No.
Strike. Well, it's a lockout. It's not a strike. So. We'll see.
It's just, you know, baseball does a terrible job marketing its star players, you know.
What do you mean?
Like, they, you know, look at how the NBA markets LeBron James and Steph Curry, or the NFL with Patrick Mahomes, or Tyreek Hill. I know I'm naming Chiefs players. Maybe Odell Beckham. Just naming names out there, but they're able to get the guys the NFL... And the NBA just, you know, you're able to get these big names, and these guys have large followings on social media, and that's just something, the way to get to the younger demo. Major League Baseball hasn't done that when it comes to a lot of their primetime games. A lot of the Major League Baseball's primetime games have been the Yankees and Red Sox, or Cubs-Cardinals. Like, it's a little bit enough of that, like just showing the popular teams, and just a whole lot of things. It's just a mess, and Rob Manfred's a complete moron. I hate him. I mean, really, he's really ruined the game. But the thing with me with baseball, I'll go to minor league baseball games this year.
Oh,
I'll go down to Akron to the Rubber Ducks. I'll head out east to Lake County to see the Captains, or maybe take a two-hour trip to Columbus to see the Clippers. Because none of this is really affecting them, because minor league players are not part of the union. But that's just my opinion.
It affects them in a way with the minimum salary.
If true.
That's sort of what they're talking about.
But at least they get to play games, and baseball just negotiates. I mean, this is probably gonna be worse than the 94 strike. I mean, how are they gonna get fans to come back? Because
94 strike, they canceled the season.
Yeah. So they already kind of canceled partial of it.
But they canceled. There was no World Series.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How can this be worse?
I'm just trying to think of something to thing. Like, because after
it might be worse. I mean, that means
like just the growing of the game. Season. Yeah.
That's the only way it'd be worse, because in 94 they played part of it and then they canceled. You know, the rest of it and the World Series. So the only way for it to be worse would them to not play at all. So.
I get that. It's just after the 94 strike, you had the home run steroid era that kind of brought the game back, just making it entertaining. This one, there's got to be some way to just make baseball one of America's favorite sports again.
Topless cheerleaders?
That could be enough. If Rob Manfred approves or something, I don't know. He's like the boring like president of a school, or that's the best way I can mirror him. He's not a fun guy. He's just like never met him. I saw him hand the World Series trophy to the Cubs. I think he fixed that gate for Chicago to win so he can make money, because Chicago was a bigger market than Cleveland. Because it wasn't raining in that ninth inning. It was a drizzle.
Yep.
See? You know, sometimes you gotta listen to the fix from the Tony. Yeah. Yeah. Alright, enough baseball. Let's get to the Cavaliers, because last night, boy, what a game that was, coming away with a win over the Pacers, 127-124. The last 2 minutes were electric. Darius Garland and Evan Mobley putting the team on its back, and Mobley stepped up big time. He had 22 points in this game and really did a good job filling in a lot of Jared Allen's.
Not really filling in, but... Mobley's a starter,
yeah.
And he's had some good games where he's had a bunch of double doubles. I mean, he's a solid rookie. He's probably gonna win rookie of the year. He's hands on favorite right now. Garland is phenomenal. I mean, what more can you say about the guy? He's having when he's healthy and he's been there. He's been nothing but superb. And again last night, 41 points, career high, and. Finish it off, but I didn't see the game, but the Pacers.
I was watching.
The Pacers made a grave error down the stretch. They, the Cavs. The game was tied, and they missed a shot, and they fouled Garland.
They did.
Didn't have to.
No, and then
the game was tied. Like, you don't foul somebody, when the game is tied.
And then go to
send them to the line.
Then go to
Well, I was happy. I'm glad the Cavs won.
They played the line. They played well defensively too. Lamar Stevens had a big block towards the end. It literally led the Cavs up to the victory in this one. And but if you're looking at the schedule ahead, got Miami Heat coming up, then the Chicago Bulls, then the Clippers, Denver, Philly. That is tough. And with Jaren Allen out with a broken finger, these are like the playoff teams that they're going against. I mean, they really got to play, very good basketball against these teams. I know the Pacers are
They got to play their game. They got to get back to defending a little bit. Even though they beat the Pacers all four times this year, they're still they're giving up 120 points. The Cavs are like 22-3 when they keep opponents under the century mark. Now I know you're not going to do that to every team, but when they do that, when they play D, they tend to win. So hopefully their D will step up, and we'll get LeVert back and Rondo. Every time the Cavs seem to get healthy, they seem to lose another key component. So
it is. I mean, One thing is, they're still struggling from three. Shot 28% last night. It's just one thing I think the Cavs need to find someone going into next season who's a consistent three-point shooter or someone else who can average 20 or more a night. I know Mobley, I think he has potential to do that if he works on his shot a little more. His shot looked good last night against the Pacers, but as he improves over time, he... I'm not saying three-point shooter, but someone who could average 20 or more a night. Because right now it's pretty much just Darius Garland and no one else. And like sometimes Markkanen will, or Markkanen or Coro, Dean Wade, Kevin Love, maybe. I mean, he's up there in age and he's not the same player he used to be.
Who?
Love.
Oh, Kevin Love.
Yeah. But he's coming more off the bench now. But that'd be great. I mean, still the sixth seed in the East. Looking to not get into the play-in, but there could be a possibility that we are, just depending on how they do in these next couple games going towards the end of the season, because it's going to be a challenge for them.
I mean, Mobley's averaging 19 points a game, so he's almost at 20. Okay, LeVert's at like 17 points a game. So we do have potentially, you know, four guys. I mean, Garland and Allen are the only ones that we have averaging over 20. But I think, you know, with Garland gone, LeVert and those other guys will step up, so should be okay. Yeah, but, you know, tough schedule coming up, and hopefully they can hold their own, maybe go 500 and then make a big push and, you know, try and get the fourth or the fifth seed.
What are you doing, Drunky?
Yes, drunkie of the week. I'll go first with my drunkie, and it is Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley. He was off for most of last season dealing with some mental health issues, but he was actually betting on NFL games while he was out, where he is now suspended for all of next season, and he was a free agent too. And so this is kind of similar to Pete Rose's situation. He's betting on games while you're still an active member of a team. And just as a player doing it, yeah.
He's bet on himself? Did they confirm that? Pete Rose supposedly never bet on the Reds. He bet on other teams, supposedly, from what I remember.
I believe it was other games, but I mean, just doing it as a player, like, it's kind of like, it's really,
it's like, what's the point? I mean, you know, but we've seen they're not all rocket scientists, so.
You know, obviously. You have a drunkie of the week?
Yeah, I mean, it might be a little more like last week, but I'll go with Phil Mickelson and his comments.
What was Phil's comments?
Well, it was about the Saudi, you know, the supposed Saudi tour, and how, you know, he made comments about the PGA and that it needs to change and all this stuff, and it just, you know, there was a lot of backlash, and he's now taking time off from golf. Whether it's self-induced or the PGA putting pressure on him, that remains to be seen. So.
Wow. Yeah. Phil, man, what are you doing, Phil? What are you doing? Oh, isn't the players this weekend?
Quote unquote fifth major. So yeah, it starts tomorrow.
Good viewing. That's in Florida, right?
Yep, Jacksonville. Tiger Woods got inducted into the Hall of Fame today.
To the Golf Hall of Fame?
Yes.
I know.
Right.
I thought he was already inducted because probably the most dominant golfer of this era. That's good for Tiger. I mean, he hasn't been on any tours lately or tournaments.
No, he's still recovering. He's still basically saying he's not, you know, well enough to walk, because it's, you know, walking is the biggest challenge. It's not swinging the club; it's walking. Been walking for four straight days if he makes the cut.
Yes.
That just shows, you know, the severity of that injury.
It does, yeah. You
know, he's very lucky. He is. 50-50, so. Yeah, hopefully we'll see him. I'm 80% sure he's not going to be in the Masters. He'll be there.
He will.
I don't think he'll play. I'd say maybe sometime in June, July, possibly.
Possibly, maybe for the U.S. Open. Maybe for the Open.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, we'll see.
One of those. And with that, folks, that is it for this episode of Pass the Mike Sports Talk. You can follow us on social media at pass_the_Mike and Instagram and Facebook at Pass Mike Sports Talk. We'll keep you guys updated with the MAC tournament tomorrow. Going to be a fun time. If you want to keep up with Kent State or Miami, depending on which school you cheer for or an alumni of, we support both because we're alumni of both schools. And
there we go.
We'll see you. Obvious. Yeah. And we'll see you all after the bracket is out.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
I learned one thing since I've been here. You got to fight for your right to party! Kick it!